Maturity, also known as Song of the Arizona Desert. Out of the darkness of the desert night, stars sing way beyond the moon. I cannot hear their lyrics, though I seem to quiver in the rhythm of the ringing, in the singing of the darkness of the desert night. All the years I cried in anguished pain, already dead, but living just the same, confused by alienation and injuries sustained, withholding love so long, it turned to rage. All the years I strayed, stayed behind, shivering and afraid. All the years I could have smiled, my lips to bursting, had I with pleasure accepted what was real, and renewed by understanding, let my heart so full of lovingness reveal the way to show that love. Had I known how to open every pore and let me flow back into what would never change from being you or me, could I have known what joy this night would bring, and though so close to giving up all hope, at last accepting my own need to grow. I sit now upon this ancient rock, forgotten by the world, and feel so whole, so full of bliss, so free. Was it always waiting here for me? I can say now that should my bones be bleached beneath the sun, and the last bit of flesh no longer clinging to my skull, when all the entrances and exits that are made of clay are long picked separate from their cavities, this skeleton is least of all when one craves life. For life, the lover of our soul, alone knows from whence it came and where it goes. Where does it go? It is not me who knows. So bury me beside a desert butte, and wrap me in old garments that have known my flesh. Allow me one last pleasure for my wasting pride, that I be loved for all the things I tried, if but in vain. And lay me prayerfully upon a pallet high, that I can touch again the blessed sky, so beasts of air can gather, feasting, eager to relieve their hunger, and the burden of these bones this flesh was keeping, to this unforgiving hour of reaping, as I face the ancient wise. We see ancestors' blood has dried, has left its color in the rocks for all of time. But time leaves this individual alive within the guardian's sanctuary, abiding.